Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Over the last few years, the award-winning stage and screen actor Mandy Patinkin has entered a new phase of recording, working with pianist, singer, and producer Thomas Bartlett, a.k.a. Doveman, with the Mandy Patinkin Diaries series. Patinkin's most recent record, released last October, is compiled of songs recorded for the Diary series and is entitled Children in Art. It features songs by Tom Waits, Mark Anthony Thompson, Randy Newman, Laurie Anderson, Stephen Sondheim, Taylor Mack, and others.
You would have liked him, Mama, you would. Mama, he makes things, Mama, they're good. Just as you said from the start, children and art, children and art.
Mandy Patinkin in concert, Diaries with Adam Ben-David on piano, will be at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, as part of a 30-city tour on Friday, January 31st. Patinkin won a Tony Award for originating the role of Che in Evita and was nominated for playing George in the original Broadway run of Sunday in the Park with George. His film credits include Yentl, Dick Tracy, The Princess Bride, and Wonder. He's played many notable roles on television, including his multiple-time Emmy-nominated turn as Saul Berenson on the Showtime series Homeland. The show's eighth and final season will premiere next month. Mandy Patinkin joins us now. Welcome back to the Roundtable, sir. How are you?
Thanks. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I am very interested in hearing about this new musical life you've been building the last few years. Tell me how you've come to start creating the Diary series, how you met and began working with Thomas Bartlett, etc., please.
So my dear piano player, Paul Ford, retired in 2015. My Homeland shooting schedule, the TV show I was on, got really heavy. And so I thought, okay, maybe that's a sign. Maybe I'm supposed to back off from the concerts. Then I missed the music terribly. So my dear friend Bob Hurwitz hooked me up with a very gifted young gentleman named Thomas Bartlett. He didn't know any show tunes. And I was getting tired of singing the same stuff for so many years. And I had sort of a learner's block. And Thomas introduced me to what you'd call singer-songwriter material instead of show tunes. He gave me 300 songs on Christmas Day 2017 and Christmas Eve. I listened to all of them, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 2017. We went into the studio 2018 right away after Christmas, and we started working on 26 or 28 of them that spoke to me. I'm a lyric-driven guy, so it was the stories that talked to me. The music always is good enough and supportive enough to a good story. I've never found it not to be the case. And we started knocking them out. We put out three sets of diaries in 2018, just digitally, called January 2018, April, May 2018, and December 2018 on Nonesuch. Mm-hmm. Then Bob Hurwitz, my producer, said, let's put out a proper CD. I said, okay, we put out this new CD called Children in Art, which is about 10 or 11 cuts from the new diary series that Thomas and I did. And the idea of the diaries was I wanted to make a diary, and I want to continue, like, what speaks to us today? Let's hit the record button. This is what's happening in our minds and hearts today. When we have 10 or 11 thoughts, we'll put it out, and that'll be a page in the diary. And that's what we did, and that's what we'll continue to do. So we made this new proper CD called Children in Art, which actually is a show tune, the title song, but most of everything else is the new stuff. And with maybe one or two exceptions, and we put together a tour, which I practiced in November of 2018. It went well. I did it in New York, and then I went to Australia and did the Sydney Opera House and some other larger halls to see how it worked in small and big halls. And it went okay, and I said to my producer, Stacey Levine, all right, let's take it on the road. I'll do 30 concerts. And we put together 30 concerts in 28 cities, and we've been knocking them out since October 30th. I got 23 under my belt and 7 to go.
When you were listening to the music that Thomas Bartlett shared with you, what was it like? How did you sit down? What kind of focus were you giving each song as you listened to learn what you might want to perform?
I went into a room, my studio, and I closed the door, and I listened for hours. Every song that spoke to me and had a story that I connected with and that meant something to me, whether it was serious or funny or political or family-oriented or how to be alive, anything that touched me, I put it in the Let's Explore It pile. And I had 28 of them, and so then we just went to work right after Christmas, And we started arranging them and working on them. And then that led us to looking for other songs. And we'd have an idea, and you go to the computer, you put the idea, and then, you know, 100 songs pop up that have, you know, that have relevance to that thought. And we just kept going, and it's a marriage made in heaven. And then I've been blessed, you know, third time over, first with Paul Ford, then Thomas Bartlett, and then Adam Ben-David, who's my road piano player, because Thomas doesn't like to go on the road. And Adam is unbelievable. And so the three of us, Adam, Thomas, and I worked together teaching Adam all the little things that we discovered in the recording sessions. And then Adam takes it into a whole new sphere on his own.
Were there any songs that you listened to that you did like but didn't feel like you could perform?
Yeah, and some of them we recorded as well, but they may be a little too complicated in the way we assembled them for recording purposes versus solo performance. Now, there are electronic mechanisms and voiceover systems that one can employ, mm-hmm. but that would have taken a tremendous amount of time, and I was busy shooting Homeland, and I just didn't know if it was worth it. You know, I had the recordings of those songs, and as I started to put what I thought would make an evening of music, and when I say that, I mean how I put together an evening is extremely important to me. I don't just throw a bunch of songs on the table like, you know, like pickup sticks.
Right.
I really try to assemble a journey for us all that is entertaining and meaningful at the same time. And I had one of those more complicated. There is actually a couple that had some complex elements. I'd say three of them. And we put them in the concert. But there were many others that are new, that are on the Diary series, that were just, you know, that I, for whatever reason, I don't even remember the reason, I didn't put them in the concert.
I'm speaking with Mandy Patinkin, who will be in concert at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York on Friday with Adam Ben-David on piano. Patinkin's latest album, Children in Art, is available on Nonesuch Records.
And a one and a two and... Going for me, gobbly gobble, lobbly gumbo. Pickila, bono. Oh, no, 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 yes, 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 yes. Going for me, gobbly gobble, lobbly gumbo. Pickila, pickila, bono. Oh, no, 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 yes, 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 yes. She's my raggedy hand, now you know what I mean. Her eyes are made out of tangerine, and her hair is bright, bright green. Oops, I mean red, I mean my raggedy hand, now you know what I mean. Her eyes are made out of tangerine, and her lips are made out of cellophane. Only for me she goes gobbly gobbly gumbo.
More than one song in the Diary series you have written, one of the songs on Children in Art, the album you have written, it's called Raggedy Ann. Tell me about writing songs. How often do you get to do that, and what is your approach?
Well, I started doing it, again, working with Thomas Bartlett. Now, Raggedy Ann is on the CD that we put out, Children in Art, but I don't do it in the concert. And that's one of the examples, because I sing with myself over and over again in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the concert, I do a different song that I wrote at a different time in life, and that one I love doing in the concert. The other one I do called I don't want to say, I like you to be surprised.
Okay.
So that's what I do in the concert. And then my son Gideon said, Dad, why don't you write? It doesn't matter, you know, just tell stories, write it. It'll be fine, whatever you do. And so I started writing again. I'm not the greatest writer, but I'm not the worst. And I started writing some songs, and Thomas and I started working on them. And there are some other ones, new ones, are on the Diary series. And I haven't had a free minute to even think because of shooting Homeland and then having 8 days off between that and starting the concert series. But I'm going to take a vacation starting February 17th after... February 16th is our last concert. My wife and I are going to meet and then go visit our kids. And I'm just going to take a real break. And I want empty space and a pause on everything and not to have anything in the on deck column. I want to really be lost and stop. And then I'll see what happens. I may write more. I may do something else entirely. I haven't a clue.
Has it always been important to you, or have you always been able to know when you would be able to take a break, when a rest would be needed and beneficial for your creative process?
I would say it's been important, but I'd never paid attention to the necessity of it until recently. And now I recognize that it is time to take maybe the first break I've ever taken in my whole life.
You said a few moments ago that your son Gideon told you to write. Have you often gotten creative input from your family, from your children?
Very much from both of my children and my wife. They are my critics, my guide, my support system, my inspiration, my muses, and I'm nothing without them.
You've also mentioned a few times that you've had a heavy shooting schedule for Homeland. The final season premieres next month. What is it going to be like, if you can tell, to say goodbye to that character you've been playing for so many years?
Well, this is part of, you know, I didn't want to deal with the shock of it being over on October 9th or 7th when it was over. Mm-hmm. I think October 7th, right before Yom Kippur. And that's why partly I said okay to the concert tour, so that there was some transition. And there's nothing I love more in the world than doing music and singing in the concert venue. And so I knew that that would be a comfort. It has been, and that never goes away. That will always be there to continue to cook things in the kitchen and get them ready to serve in the restaurants wherever I go to sing. And but the Homeland experience has been extraordinary. It changed my life. It was a major part of my life for the better part of 8 to 10 years. It will never leave me. It's taught me how to be a better human being, being able to play the character of Saul Berenson and having him teach me how to listen better, teach me how to be a more even-keeled human being, how to be more level-headed in a world right now that seems desperate for that kind of quality. And we all have that need in our own lives. And the people that I've been with, Claire, who just taught me so much about literally grace, and the writers that I've worked with, and the whole crew and everyone that I've been privileged to be part of the family of, will go with me till my dying day. They are, it's just been an extraordinary gift of my life. And one of the greater gifts that I never expected, A, being an actor, and B, being in a television show, was in 2015, we were in Berlin, doing I forget which season, 4th or 5th, and the first episode took place in a Syrian refugee camp at the same time that 125,000 refugees were trying to leave Syria and get across the Balkan route in Afghanistan and reach safety and a new beginning so that they could have a home and a roof and safety and education and care and food and everything that all of us want for our families and children in a new world, and away from the conflict and the violence and the horror that they'd been experiencing. And I wanted to be with them. And long story short, as I finished shooting that season and on the final shot, I got into the car from the studio, went right to the airport, flew to Lesbos, Greece, where 5,000 to 8,000 refugees were arriving daily. I worked then and continue to work with the International Rescue Committee, an organization founded by Albert Einstein right after World War II, where he made a quote that I love: a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. And it just, these people teach me how to live. They inspire me. Their resilience is overwhelming. And whenever I have a rough day, and we all have rough days and rough moments, they don't compare to what reality for difficult days is for some people in the world. And so it's been an astounding time. You know, what Homeland was, what it gave me, and what I'll have forever. And I will continue to do the work with the International Rescue Committee and trying to remain to be a voice for those who have no voice in a climate globally and unfortunately led by our country that is encouraging people to shut the doors on the most vulnerable among us. And it's just morally and ethically wrong. These are some of the most gifted people in additions to our country, our communities. The vetting process I've learned through the intelligence community is the gold standard in the United States. It takes over 2 years to get in here. These are the safest people in our country. And so it's just political manipulation to try to tell you you need to be afraid of people who are actually your safest neighborly citizens.
Mandy Patinkin in Concert, Diaries with Adam Ben-David on piano, will be at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York on Friday. Links to more information, including a link to learn more about the International Rescue Committee, will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Mandy Patinkin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. See you at the theater.
Was auf dem Jahr warm hat sich verlaufen. Amerikaner Schiff hat sich übergekehrt und viele Menschen sind in der Trinken geworden. Ich stell dich vor, liebe Menschen, die Kartine. Wie groß ist gewesen Gott Sohn, wenn viele Wasser ist er rein in die Maschinen und der Lektor ist verloschen geworden. Ai, ai.
Once more, Mandy Patinkin in Concert, Diaries with Adam Ben-David on piano will be at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York on Friday. Links to more information posted online at wamc.org/roundtable.